November 26, 1933. The works of God prepare a banquet for the creature, and by living in His divine volition, she acts as queen in the seas of the Supreme Being. How one who does her own will sets herself apart from everyone and remains alone, the derelict and lost one of creation. I was doing my round in the works of the divine fiat, and since I am too little, I feel the need to be carried in its arms. Otherwise, either I get lost within its immensity and the multiplicity of its works, or I am unable to move forward. But since it wants to make known to me its works, in which its speaking and operating love is found, and where it tells me how much and in what manner it has loved me, so it carries me in its arms and leads me along the interminable ways of its holy will. But this is not enough. For each of its works, it encloses in me the love of each work, as much as I can contain. It wants to hear in me the sound of the love which each work contains. I too am a work of its own, an act of its will. And since it did everything for love of me, it wants me to enclose within myself all the sounds and keys of love which its works contain. So, while I was going around in its works, beloved Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My blessed daughter, you cannot comprehend how pleased I am to see you go around in the works created by us. They are pregnant with love, and as you go around in their midst, they pour out love and give you the love with which they are filled. And this is one of the reasons why I want you to go around in our works. They prepare the banquet of our love for the creatures, and feel honored to have a little sister of theirs in their midst, who nourishes herself with it and forms within herself as many sounds of love for their Creator, for as many works as were created. But this is not all. My divine will is not content with letting her go around in our works, but after He made her go around, making known to her many things about creation, and filling her with love up to the brim, it leads her in its arms unto the bosom of the Supreme Being, who, as with a tiny little pebble, casts her into the interminable seas of His attributes. And the little daughter of our will, what does she do? Just as a little pebble cast into the sea makes all the waters of the sea ripple, so does she move the whole of the sea of our divine being. And while she swims in it, she drowns with love, with light, with sanctity, with wisdom, with goodness, and so forth. And oh, how beautiful it is to see her, to hear her say, as she feels drowned, "All of your love is mine, and I place it in act of praying you to make the kingdom of your will come upon earth. Your sanctity is mine, your light, your goodness, your mercy is mine. It is not my littleness that is praying you, no, but it is your seas of power, of goodness, that pray you, that press you, that assail you, and want your will reigning on earth." So, the littleness of the creature appears as acting as queen in our Supreme Being, reuniting together our immensity and power, and making us ask from our own selves what she wants, and we ourselves want. She comprehends well that there is no other good but our will alone. And in order to obtain the intent, she makes the very infinity of our divine qualities ask us for it. And there appears the tiny little one, little and powerful, enriched with the prerogatives of the divine qualities, as if they were her own, giving her such charm of beauty as to enrapture us, debilitate us, so as to make us do what she wants and we ourselves want. She becomes our echo and is unable to tell us or ask of us anything other than for our will to invade everything and form one single will with all creatures. So, once the creature has understood what divine will means and feels its life flowing within herself, she no longer feels a need for anything, because by possessing her will, she possesses all possible and imaginable goods. All that is left to her is the delirium, the yearnings, the longings, for she wants my will to embrace all and constitute itself life of everything. And this because she sees that my will wants it so, and so wants her littleness. Then I continue to think about the divine will and the great evil that doing the human will brings. And my beloved Jesus, sighing, added, "Ah, my daughter, one who does her own will sets herself apart from everyone and acts on her own. There is no one to help her or to give her the strength, nor anyone to give her the light to be able to make the best out of what she does. So, all leave her at the mercy of herself, isolated, without support, and without defense. She can be called the derelict, the lost one in creation. Just penalty for one who wants to do her own will, to feel all the weight of the loneliness into which she herself has cast herself, and the lack of help from anyone. And oh, the sorrow I feel in seeing so many creatures apart even from me. And I, to let them touch with their own hand what it means to act without my will, remain as though far away, letting them feel all the weight of the human will, which never gives them rest and becomes their cruelest tyrant." The complete opposite for one who does my will. All are with her, heaven, saints, angels, because out of honor and respect for my divine volition, all have the duty to help that creature and sustain her in those acts where my will enters. My will itself places her in communication with everyone and commands everyone to help her, defend her, and form for her the cortege of their company. Grace already smiles at her. The light shines in her soul and administers to her the best, the highest beauty into her act. I myself remain committed in one who does my will, and I make my acts flow within hers to have the honor, the love, and the glory of my acts in the act of the creature who has operated in my will. Here's why she feels the connection with all, the strength, the support, the company, the defense of all. And so, one who does my will and lives in it can be called the regained one of creation, the daughter, the sister, the friend of all. My will acts like the sun, which pours light from the height of its sphere and expanding encloses everything within its light. It gives itself to all. It denies itself to no one. And like a faithful sister, it embraces with all things and gives its beneficial effect to each created thing as the pledge of its love, constituting itself life of the effects it gives. In some, it forms the life of sweetness. In other created things, the life of fragrance. In others, the life of colors and so forth. In the same way, my will, from the height of its throne, pours down its light, and where it finds the creature who wants to receive it, to let herself be dominated, it surrounds her, it embraces her, it warms her, it molds her, to make her mature, and so enclose its admirable life, as if it were life for the creature. And with this life, everything and everyone are with her, as everything belongs to my adorable will.